from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I freely admit this. I am swinging like a pendulum back and forth. I look like a flag out at Oracle Park right now in dead center field. I am flapping in the wind.
Now, back to the morning roast with Bonte and Shasky.
All right, join us. Join 95.7 The Game. You can flap in the wind at Harding Park. That's right. Harding Park might be a little windy. Friday, September 6th for the Pettinelli Financial Partners Golf Tournament benefiting the Autism Society, San Francisco Bay Area. Go to 95.7thegame.com to learn more. Presented by ATCO Pest Control, the Bay Area's locally family-owned pest control company. All right, Larry Kruger coming up at 8:30. Jim Kavakami, 9:20 on the River Islands guest lines. 888-957-9570 is the number. I got your text, Lubman. I got your chat. 888-957-9570. Is Brandon Ayuk replaceable? What does this offense look like without Brandon Ayuk? Because right now, the way I'm looking at the depth chart and the way I'm looking at this football team is I'm assuming Brandon Ayuk's not going to be on this team. And from what I'm hearing at practice, when they break the huddle, Chris Conley has been your starting X wide receiver. Now, can he replace Brandon Ayuk? He made some big catches in the playoffs. There's no doubt about it. So did Brandon Ayuk. Is Brock Purdy that good? Because that's the evolution now. We talk about it all the time. Last year, we were discussing this with Brock Purdy. Is he ready to elevate an offense by himself? He wasn't. But that's okay. He's only in his second year. I don't expect my second-year quarterback to elevate an offense. For crying out loud, Tom Brady wasn't asked to elevate an offense in his second or third year. They were a defense-led team in New England with a great running game, and he grew into that role. Brock Purdy may be there this year. He may be able to elevate this offense this season. We'll see about that. But what would this offense look like without Brandon Ayuk? What does it look like? Are they able to score the 29 points a game that they did last season, Shasky, without Brandon Ayuk?
Probably not. But I would say that there's two questions there. Like, can they replace Ayuk over a 2 or 3 year period? Maybe. For this year, probably not. You know, like that. Those are the questions. Like, because if you're talking about receiving back draft capital and no player, or even draft capital and let's say coming off of an ACL, you know, who's the right. Kendrick Bourne?
Kendrick Bourne.
You're downgrading. You just are.
Right.
Even if you think Ricky Pearsall's awesome and can step right in, he is a rookie, right? And he's going to have his ups and downs. Can play the longest season of his career.
Right.
There's so many elements. Never play a playoff game.
Yep.
Right. So you're talking about a battle-tested guy who's been in huge, huge playoff games, huge December and January games, the biggest stages. So
they made huge plays in those games.
Absolutely. Like so. for this year, like, I find it very difficult to believe that they can find a way to replace or even aggregate amongst the guys who are on the team his production. Because I see a lot of like, well, this just means Kittle gets more targets and this guy. Yeah, they might get more targets, but they might not be as effective.
Yep.
I mean, there was a guy for the Miami Dolphins for many years, Landry, who'd have like 180 targets.
Jarvis Landry.
And he'd make like 900 yards because all like 1 yard little smoke screens.
Right.
Right. So, yeah, maybe Kittle catches 95 balls this year. But does he get over 1,100 yards? I don't know. Like, we will see. But, again, this is the NFL where random stuff does happen.
Yep, it does. It does.
But if Chris Connolly is the one replacing him, that's not good.
It may be just for right now. It is practice. We haven't even played a preseason game. A lot of things can change in 3 weeks. Hell, Ricky Pearsall can be the starting X by week number one, and we'll be ready to roll.
Well, that scares me, too. Because, he's a young guy who is going to have learning curves, and even if he is a one of these special outlier rookies, which is very few and far between, but if he is, like, okay, so he's used to a 13 or 14 game schedule.
Yeah.
That gets you to December.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to go a whole nother 2 months on this team, because this team's question is not, can you win the division? This team's question is, can you win the Super Bowl?
Exactly. Exactly. 888-957-9570 is the number. Vince in Columbus, Ohio. Vince, what is happening, man? You're on the roast.
Hey, guys. Obviously, I'm a Steelers fan, so I've been keeping up with the Saiyuk thing, and I obviously wanted this so we're not having George Pickens double covered all game, but I was listening to 93.7 from Pittsburgh, and they were throwing out a hypothetical about trading with a second-round pick and our right guard, James Daniels. So I was just kind of wondering, from like our roster perspective, what do you guys think would be like a fair trade if it was just between us?
I'm going to be real with you. Most Niner fans don't see a fair trade to solve what they need for this season. Now, long term, it's a different question. Here's the better question I have for you. Who's better, that station you reference or us?
He's already off the phone.
Oh, he's gone.
He's already off the line. He's already off the line. Vince, call back. 888-957-9570 is the number.
Like, I mean, look, get an alignment. Here's a great deal.
888-957-9570.
Okay, so the Niners get a lineman, right? And look, it's tough for us to quantify how great linemen are. I mean, we're all of the consensus that Trent Williams is amazing. But if I asked a bunch of Niner fans, just at Levi's, who go to the games, do you pay Aaron Banks? I don't know how many people would even know what an average guard makes or how good he is or if they should keep him or not keep him. But when you bring up the receiver, we all play fantasy football, so we all feel like we know how good a player is.
I hear that. But you know what, though? I'm going to give the fans credit here. I think more and more fans are realizing that when it comes down to January and when it comes down to February, the games are won in the trenches.
Exactly.
They understand now. Because I've tried to do my part on these airways for as long as I've been in 95.7 a game. I've tried to talk a little offensive lineman or at least highlight offensive line play and say, look, defensive line, offensive line can win or lose you playoff games. The Niners are down 24-7 because the Lions are running the ball down their damn throats and controlling the line of scrimmage. Same thing with the Green Bay Packers. For early on in that football game, they'll control the line of scrimmage, and obviously the Niners couldn't get a lot of pass rush on Jordan Love, nor could they get a lot of pass rush on Jared Goff. Now, they ratcheted up in the second half and won those football games, but it's not lost on me that Brandon Ayuk made some critical catches in those. Hell, even in Dallas game where it was a defensive dogfight against the Dallas Cowboys 2 seasons ago in the divisional round, who made a big-time third-down catch for them? On a quick slant, it was Brandon Ayuk going over the middle of the field. Hell, a big-time third-down touchdown catch against the Detroit Lions. Third down, goal line, third and goal. Ayuk runs a great route in the end zone. Purdy hits him on the money. On the money, so they have great chemistry together. That's why I don't want to give up Brandon Ayuk, but what does this offense look without Brandon Ayuk? Are they able to continue? I guess for the people who do believe that they can win a lot of games without Brandon Ayuk and compete at a high level, I guess I would assume, Shasky, that it's because of the belief in Kyle Shanahan and Brock Purdy, which I'm okay with because I believe in those two guys too.
I think the Niners really like him. I think they want him. I think they have a number that they feel he's worth that also helps them build the team around, you know, Brandon Ayuk and Brock Purdy. Because you can't just pay, for example, like, let's give Justin Jefferson $85 million a year because he's the best and nobody's going, well, you still got to field out the rest of your team, right? So, like, I'm looking at these wide receiver numbers, and this is just the average salary. We know there's guarantees and you could renegotiate. If they offered him, and we don't know, but if they offered him $27 or $28 million, that gets him into the top seven or so, okay? That's about where he is. If the number that he's demanding is 30, I would probably be like, dude, like 30.
I don't want to get into the money because I don't know what he's asking for. He's never said what he's asking for. He just got ticked off that numbers were leaked. But I don't know. I don't know where they're at in that deal. Now, Tom Pelissero yesterday said there's no deal done yesterday. This is pretty funny. I did a photo work.
Well, Mike, it depends if you choose to listen to people who bought blue check marks on social media to pretend that they have information. And then the scam, as they do it, is they take real information, bits and pieces, and then they try to do the fake thing where they say, this is now done, where they're really just guessing and they're hoping, and then they just pretend the nine things they got wrong didn't actually happen. And then they'll just be like, when they get one right, they're like, oh, look at this over here. So no, there is no trade done to the Pittsburgh Steelers. There is no trade done to any other team. No, the bro hug and the dap the other day does not mean Brandon Ayuk has agreed to terms on a new contract with the San Francisco 49ers. What I can tell you, since this is the Insiders, this is a show that you should trust for accurate information and not whatever somebody's decided to aggregate and misrepresent for their own benefit, is that there certainly have been trade discussions surrounding Brandon Ayuk. In fact, certain specific other teams have been granted permission from the 49ers to speak with Ayuk's agent, Ryan Williams, and try to work out a contract that would have to be a part of any deal getting done. Now, that has a couple of effects here. One, of course, is that it allows Ayuk and his agent to see exactly what the market would be for a contract someplace else. It also does potentially allow them to get closer to finalizing a trade, but we're not there just yet.
So, how far apart are the 49ers?
How many?
Because there's a lot of fake. There was a lot of things happening yesterday. I'm like, all right.
Well, he was going at like people online and stuff. Yeah, what was going on there?
Yeah, because you know these guys get paid to break news and they know what time it is and it's a big boy type of thing. And when you got just random check marks saying, "Oh, the deal's done. He's a Pittsburgh Steelers." Like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold your horses a little bit.
Well, that,
you know
that
why
I agree
people
with,
just want to people want to jump the gun to be first.
That I agree with, but unfortunately, there are credible people who get information from people that is good sourced info that tends to be wrong.
Absolutely,
right? I mean, like how many times have we felt like Debo's out the door and this guy's out the door and this is going to happen and that guy's, so I don't know. I'm not
mad at them for it. Hey, sometimes
they
need to
here's the thing I would say is like, you know me, I'm probably more, and I'm coming around on it. I'm coming around on like big media and all that stuff because I now acknowledge that I'm a part of it. But if you don't think credible members of the media have their own biases, well, then you're just missing.
Oh, no. Well, I think we understand that. I know a guy who writes for the Chronicle who has his biases. Mike Garofalo. Are the Niners far apart still with Brandon Ayuk? What's going on with that? Mike Garofalo, NFL Network.
Uh-huh. Where are we? Well, we're not close, and they have made a recent run at it. From my understanding, Mike Gamm, it's not like they haven't had any discussions. They have had preliminary discussions. You saw John Lynch say that Brandon Ayuk could play on the fifth-year option and play out his deal. They're comfortable with that. Then you got Ayuk doing the little finger thing, saying, hey, I could walk. So basically, it's a little bit of a standoff right now. Now, look, this is not where the Debo Samuel thing was, and as bad as that got with Samuel basically requesting a trade, they were still able to salvage that. So let's not panic here. Let's not freak out, and maybe if it gets to the point where there's some off-season workouts and OTAs and Brandon Ayuk does a little finger emoji saying, yeah, I'm going to be walking the other way instead of going to those voluntary workouts. But he does love the 49ers from my understanding, and he knows this is a team that is taking care of their guys when it's their turn, and there's no reason he feels like he shouldn't be next. He believes he's one of the top wide receivers in the league, so he expects to be paid in that realm, and the 49ers are not quite there at this point. So I think we've got some time before this one gets settled either way, but I know that the 49ers would like to eventually get Brandon Ayuk under extended contract, and I know that he would love to be there under the right price.
Is the sticking point a number? That's the way he made it sound. It sounds like a number, because the sticking point, for example, with Klay Thompson was the years, right? It was the years.
It's the respect in the years.
Oh, okay, so like I think this is like there's clearly something, because the DeForest Buckner thing, when it went back, DeForest wanted 21 or 22. I forget what the exact number was. Right. That was the amount of average money he was looking for. It was a very specific number. The Niners were like, we'll give you 18 or 19. And they were a couple million off. And they said the reason being is because we think we can get multiple players, you know, for whatever your contract is. And his sticking point was, no, I have to be paid X, Y, and Z. And then years later, he's obviously, you know, bent that he didn't get that money from the Niners. But the reality is, I think both parties lost in that situation. The Niners, You know, although they got a great year from Jimmy Ward, like, the Eric Armstead deal wasn't that great. Even though he had a couple of good years of production, we should have kept DeForest. We're still chasing money at D-tackle by paying Javon Hargrave, which has kind of sabotaged this Brandon Ayuk situation in terms of the wiggle room that they have now. And when was the last time DeForest Buckner played in a high-leverage game that you remember in January?
Well, he hasn't. He played in a game last year, and that's because of the Colts undoing with the quarterback spot in the offense or whatnot.
Both parties kind of lost. He got the money. Right. But, like, both parties kind of lost, and I feel like this is going to be similar, where both parties are going to regret if they move. I think that Ayuk's going to regret it. I think the Niners are going to regret it.
Well, this is interesting, because I keep hearing a lot of, like, you know what? Trey Brandon Ayuk, there's a million receivers coming out in college.
They're both going to regret this.
I keep hearing that, you know, college is pumping out receivers left and right, blah, 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 blah. Just look at the 2020 NFL draft. Henry Ruggs went 12 overall.
He's now in jail.
Jerry Jeudy, 15th overall.
He's on his third team?
No, second team.
Second.
He's more known for getting into it with Steve Smith Sr. than he is for making plays on the football
and
field.
And for dropping the pen when he went to go sign the new deal.
There you go. CeeDee Lamb, 17. I think CeeDee Lamb is an all-pro.
Yeah. But he's a great example. He is holding out and waiting to get paid. Right.
And has he showed up to training camp?
Nope.
He hasn't even showed up to training camp.
Nope. And he's their clear number one, he's their offense.
He's their offense. But I cited numbers from when Brandon Ayuk got released from the doghouse, and the numbers are very comparable to CeeDee Lamb's. And Ayuk's put up some great numbers, despite the limited opportunities. Jalen Reagor, 21 overall.
Reagor stinks.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Reagor stinks, right?
Yeah, stinks. Was he on second or third team?
He stinks, right? He was 21 overall.
Yeah.
Justin Jefferson, I think we all know he's on a Hall of Fame trajectory.
He's one of the greatest players the game's ever seen, right, being this good this early.
And then you got Brandon Ayuk, 25 overall, who it's turned into an all-pro. So not only that, you got Chase Claypool later on. He's on his third team. He's kind of faded since his rookie year in Pittsburgh. Michael Pittman Jr., solid receiver who got paid.
Yep.
We forget, he got paid too. And I take Brandon Ayuk over Michael Pittman Jr. all day long. I think he's done more. If you want to talk about high-leverage situations.
Yes.
Now, Andrew Filippone from 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. We've had him on the Pony Express. And he joined Willard or Dibbs yesterday. Thanks. Nice for scooping us up. Lucas Willard. Nah, I'm kidding. But he's been all over this saying that Ayuk wants to play for the Steelers. And he got asked why he tweeted that the deal with Ayuk and the Steelers was at the goal line.
Look, I said goal line because I think the part of can we put a financial offer hypothetically in front of Brandon Ayuk that he would say yes to, I get the impression that that part is done. And it's just getting the trade thing worked out, and maybe they can't do it, or maybe the 49ers want to sit on it and wait. But I think the Steelers feel like maybe the complicated part, which has been an issue for other teams, if you looked at what Adam Schefter said today, trying to get Ayuk to agree on a contract, parameters of that with a new team. My understanding is that part of it's pretty much done with the Steelers.
Wow.
So at the goal line.
Here's what I don't understand. It doesn't seem like they're going to break the bank for him, though, does it? Does it feel like he's going to get $31, $32, $33 million a year AAV from the Steelers?
Nope.
Is that how they do business? I mean, TJ Watt's one of their best players in the last 20 years, and even he had to do like a hold-in before they could pay him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. Does anyone know anything? Like, what? I feel like we're all just speculating.
We're all just speculating. Wow. I guess we're not going to have a guest on today.
There's a lot going on. A lot of things are percolating. We're working on it, though.
Filippone. Oh, man. What if the money was equal, Filippone?
I don't think he feels like that's realistic. Clearly, I don't think he feels like he could get that contract from the 49ers. So if both things were, if the same contract was on the table from both teams, this is just a hypothesis of mine. I think he would take the 49ers contract.
Got it. Okay.
So what I'm guessing is maybe the 49ers offers like 26, and maybe a team like the Patriots is willing to give him 30, but he'll take 28 from the Steelers.
Was that a hypothesis? He dropped a hypothesis on me?
See, that's where Tom Pelissero comes in saying, you know, a lot of people out here tweeting and left and right. There's too many people who act like they have sources.
Well, I mean, I hear things and I don't pretend to put it out there as I'm like a newsbreaker. Because people ask us all the time, do they not? All our friends and family. Well, what do you know? What do you know? Well, what's going on with this? What's going on with that? And you don't even tell me stuff.
Yeah,
it pisses me off.
Yeah, no, I don't tell anybody. Off the record is off the record. And when people tell me to keep a secret, I'm going to keep my credibility with people. Because there's a lot of people don't see, a lot of people don't care about their own integrity. You know, they don't care about, you know, whether or not they screw somebody over or whatnot. People are all in it about themselves. But I'm about relationship building and networking and continue to grow those networks. So if somebody tells me something, they say, hey, it's off the record, then damn it, I'm going to zip my lips and I'm going to call myself Bennett because I ain't in it. That's just, it is what it is. That's where I'm at. So that's, you know, where I'm at. 888-957-9570 is the number. 888-957-9570 is the number. Brennan Ayuk, he joined Shannon Sharp and Chad Johnson earlier this offseason. Here's what he had to say about this as we go down the Brennan Ayuk rabbit hole.
They're trying to get work done. I mean, they're trying to get work done. That's all I can say. Y'all know how it gets. I don't even want to get too far into that. You know, I'm just trying to get like what Ocho just said. I'm trying to get what I deserve. I feel like this season playing football, I figured out who I was as a person, as a player, what I bring to the table, what I bring to the locker room, what I bring to the organization, and just the value I hold when I walk in that building, because people going to follow me because I've done it the right way since I've been in that building. From the first day I walked in there to when I was in there earlier this morning, done it the right way. So, and if they don't see it working, that's all it is. It ain't nothing else. It ain't nothing else besides that. But I can't, like I said, I can't get into it. We got professionals working on both sides, so hopefully we can come to a professional agreement and continue to play professional football.
And you know what's funny is when I'm listening to the Pivot podcast last night, just kind of catching up on everything, I had no idea Brennan Ayuk's mom. Now, I don't know how much this weighs in anything. I don't think it has any value whatsoever. But I did not know Brennan Ayuk's mom. He was talking about, you know, when I was a kid, she went crazy over the Niners. She loved the colors. She loved the uniform. She was a big-time Niner fan. And then he's like, when he got drafted there, his mom was like in heaven. So then on the Pivot, they asked him, so does she want you to stay with the Niners? He goes, no, she just wants what's best for her son now.
Well, that's like Sergio Romo's dad grew up and his whole family diehard Dodger fans. Yep. And it took him a long time to, like, you know, switch over to the black and orange.
Right.
I kind of respect that.
I respect it, too. I respect it as well. Now, Adam Schefter's got a latest tweet, and we'll play a sound from Adam Schefter in just a second.
And Jeff Darlington is also reporting, that's what I was looking at, Darlington reporting that if they make the deal with Cleveland, Cooper is a part of that deal.
Wow.
That's what Jeff Darlington is reporting.
So 888-957-9570. I trust him. And if Jeff Darlington is saying that Cooper's coming back in the deal, then you know what?
But here's the thing, Brennan with Coop, though.
Brennan Ayuk, I miss you. I love you. I wish you were a Niner for the entirety of your career. But if we're not going to come to an agreement with Brennan Ayuk, and I need to win now. I need to win this year.
I prefer deal, yeah.
I will give me Amari Cooper, and we'll figure out something, because I think Amari Cooper could explode in this offense.
Well, I prefer that deal over New England, and I prefer that deal over Pittsburgh.
Absolutely.
Given it helps you now. But my preference is to keep Ayuk, which it feels like that's lost. But here's the other part, B. How do you know that if you get Amari Cooper, he doesn't want to renegotiate immediately?
Well, you know
what? I hate to be the cynic.
No, 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 no. You have to look at both sides of the equation.
Right?
Cooper goes out there. It's like, ooh, I like playing for Shanahan. Ooh, there's Brock Purdy. And what does that deal look like? And then how will the fans feel if they pivoted and said, you know what? We're not going to give you what you want, Brennan Ayuk, but they'll pivot and give Amari Cooper a deal.
Who's a better pure route runner, Amari Cooper or Brennan Ayuk?
Well, Cooper, we've seen more of it, but I don't think Brennan Ayuk's a bad route runner at all.
I think they're close.
It's very close, and Ayuk's the younger player.
And I think that Ayuk is the better blocker, because one of the things that's been criticized,
he's tougher than Amari Cooper.
Yeah, Amari's not going to be dedicated.
Sometimes Amari Cooper, and I had a lot of experience covering the Raiders and watching Amari Cooper. Now, that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
A long time ago. That was 7 years ago. But boy, there was a lot of times he tapped out.
Is he a better downfield threat?
Well, I think he has more downfield. Yeah, Cooper, he can be more of a downfield threat. But we saw IU make some big time plays down the field.
Here's the other aspect that I want to give Sam some credit, because Sam texted me this. Like, if we're talking about the offense without Ayuk, and clearly getting Amari Cooper would offset a lot of this, how big of a spotlight shifts to Amari Cooper and Ricky Pearsall?
Well, I think people will give Amari Cooper some grace, saying, "Oh, he's a new kid on the block. He's been here for a few weeks before the regular season." And I think fans at this point, from what I'm gathering and from what I'm sensing, they would just be happy the drama's over.
Yeah.
And then they could just focus on football.
You're probably right.
And so then they'll just say, you know what, Brandon Ayuk, you played yourself. Good riddance. As on the screen, we see Brandon Ayuk make a deep downfield shot in front of two defenders. So, I mean, he's a damn good downfield player. No, I'm not trying to delude Brandon Ayuk whatsoever.
I think Ayuk's the better overall player than Cooper, but Amari Cooper's a very good player.
I mean, if you're asking me, I can get a player who could help me now.
And a pick?
Then I'm doing that deal all day.
Yeah, I probably would,
I'm doing the deal all day.
And then it gives me a little wiggle room if you know that Cooper doesn't want an extension. Can I extend one of these other guys who's set to be a free agent for next year? Like, can I get the jump on an Aaron Banks or D'Amino Lenore extension and get them cheaper so I don't have this problem next offseason?
888-957-9570 is the number. Adam Schefter, earlier today, this is not a simple trade to execute. Any interested team would have to meet the asking price of Brandon Ayuk and the 49ers. It's easy to meet one of those conditions, but considerably more complicated to meet both. So far, no one has been able to do it. So that's 2 hours ago from Adam Schefter as we await some news with Brandon Ayuk. Maybe he just says, you know what, I'm staying in San Francisco. I want to be here with Brock Purdy.
I hope.
And we all hope. 888-957-9570 is the number. I want to hear from Niner fans. Where are you at on this situation? We're all in the dizzy here. Our heads are spinning right now when it comes to this situation. I want to hear from Niner fans on this situation. Are you exhausted from Brandon Ayuk? Are you confident this offense, even if they don't have Amari Cooper, even if they don't have Brandon Ayuk, can this offense still thrive at a high level without number 11 at the X spot? 888-957-9570 is the number.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Where does John Lynch play in all this? Part of the great like consiglieres in any organization would be someone that kind of like gets everybody to just calm down, settle things when two parties feel very aggravated by the other one and it feels like they're at an impasse and there's going to be no, you know, deal done. Can John Lynch, does he have the kind of cachet in the room to bring both parties together and just figure out a way to amend this situation?
It's a great question.
Because, like, I think of Jerry West and how many times he stepped in, and whether it was the Lakers, Memphis, the Warriors, like, he was always kind of the calming force. John McVay, who's, his grandfather with the Niners, he came in and kind of talked Eddie D down from time to time and Bill Walsh down and got them on the same play. Can they figure out a way to come to the table with someone like John Lynch? Well, I'm just curious.
You're asking me the question, and I it's a great question. I don't know how much John Lynch has to do with the financials and the books and the numbers. There's a guy named Parag Marate who we've all gotten to know. And then there's the question of, does Jed York want to pay the guarantees to a guy like Brandon Ayuk? Does he want to pay him that big, fat guarantee money after he's paid out? Look, to Jed York's credit, he's paid Dre Greenlaw, he's paid for the Wonder. He's paid George Kittle.
$477 million in escrow for guarantees the last 4 years.
He's paid all these guys. So I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question. Let's go to Jason and San Mateo. Jason, what's happening? You're on the roast.
Yeah, here's my thought. I think if Brandon Ayuk signs with another team, the minute he puts the pen down, he just kind of instantly regrets it. It's kind of like kind of a reverse buyer's remorse, right? You know, you definitely want to get as much money as you feel you're worth, but then I think at the same time you kind of regret it because you know what you have with the Niners, right? It's kind of what you know and what you're comfortable with versus, okay, I got the money, but I don't know what I'm walking into, right?
Yep. Yep. So what do you think? How do you think this offense looks without Brandon Ayuk?
I mean, they got a lot of weapons. They can definitely score points, but he's a key part of the offense, right? You know, and depending on where he goes, he could be the only player. And then now he's being double teamed. And if he goes to an offense with no other threats, then, you know, it's going to be hard for him to put up the awesome numbers he did with the Niners.
But what does the Niners offense look like without Brandon Ayuk?
I think they'll be good, but I think they could be better with Brandon.
Gotcha. Good call, Jason. Let's go to Ryan in St. Louis. Ryan in St. Louis, what's happening? You're on the roast.
Hey, how you doing? I just want to say that I think we're not thinking about Brandon Ayuk's ability in the locker room, his mentality. I don't think Cooper would have went and did what Brandon did to Fred Warner last year, sticking up for the other wide receivers. His ability to be physical, his ability to understand the offense, running the X position, and also being like a blocker. We always want to hail what George Kittle does as an offensive lineman almost. We got to do the same thing for Brandon Ayuk. Cooper ain't never had to do that in Cleveland. And also, we all know that he got alligator arms, too. No offense to him, but at the same time, if Brandon was playing in Cleveland getting those many targets, he would definitely surpass 1,200 yards receiving. And so I just think we're taking numbers but not equating context far as what are you doing with the opportunities that you do have. And I think we're just not giving Brandon Ayuk his just due. Even if he's a homegrown guy, he hasn't given us no issues. But now all of a sudden people want to talk about his character. But for four straight years, this guy has been nothing but a stand-up guy, a locker room guy. He made sure he galvanized the team when all the other drama was going on. And we're just dismissing it as if that doesn't count for the mentality that you need to galvanize the locker room and thinking a new guy who's cool, calm, and that doesn't say much. And Cooper is just going to come in at the most high, intense moment of 49ers franchise and just be like, okay, I'm just going to sit here and be a fly on the wall. No, bro.
He did play with the Cowboys, though. Like, and as much as the Cowboys can be seen as a joke, it's a pretty white-hot spotlight on that team at all times.
But Dak gets all the pressure.
No doubt, but I'm just saying, like, that team.
But to his point, finish the call, Ryan, because I
traded.
Go ahead, Ryan, keep going. Yeah, he did get traded.
He got traded because he, in big games, he was on the sideline. Y'all remember this because we 49ers fans. Yeah. Remember, he didn't even play that fourth quarter. He was just sitting there with his helmet in his hands. And people like, okay, here you go, reminding us of what? The Raiders. And I know Buffett didn't want to talk about that, but I'm just saying, he's like, uh-oh, Cooper is still Cooper. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so,
no, you know what, Ryan? You got a point with Cooper and the locker room mentality. And I'm glad you brought that up about training camp because for a couple last couple of years, B.A. has been that guy in training camp. And he did step up to Fred Warner. Fred Warner challenged him, and he stepped up to Fred Warner, and he led the way, and he won a lot of respect in that locker room stepping up to Fred Warner. And look at the way he was cooking DBs up left and right, putting them in the blender in training camp left and right, setting a tone. And we know Debo's playing great in practice right now, but there's no doubt Brandon Ayuk has been the better practice player and when it comes to that locker room and whatnot. And to his point about Amari Cooper being quiet, he does get a little quiet. He does get a little alligator arms. He has his flaws. There's no doubt about it. He's not the perfect player. If he was the perfect player, he wouldn't have been traded a couple times here.
Well, and to say, like, what would Brandon Ayuk look like in another team, like, with Cleveland, I don't know. Stefanski's a really good coach. Sure. I like their team. They've always had a really high proficiency to run the ball, as well as the Niners have. But there is something to be said when you are the clear-cut, bona fide number one. Like, hypothetically, he goes to New England, and you're their number one. They don't have a running game. They don't have a tight end.
They stick. It's going to be a trouble. It's going to be a problem.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
okay,
maybe he puts up 1,300 or 1,400 yards, but maybe it doesn't look anywhere near as efficient as what it looked like here because he's got Drake May throwing to him, and he's got a coordinator we've never heard of.
But if he goes to Cleveland, Deshaun Watson,
it might look good.
Oh, I think it would look great.
I don't know. But again, like, I watched Devontae. Devontae's a great player, and I'm watching him on the receiver dock, and he's literally said, I've never been hit like the Chargers. Right. The weak-ass Chargers are bracketing him on every play, so, you know, banging him at the line. There's three guys around him. He's like, I've never seen this much coverage in my life.
You also need a quarterback.
But that's the difference of I played with Aaron Rodgers and Aaron Jones, and now I'm playing with, you know, Aiden O'Connell and, you know, Josh Jacobs. It's just different.
Well, it's you're playing with Nick Chubb.
He's
playing with Deshaun Watson and Joku.
Or it could be New England.
I don't think he's going to sign with New England. New England's not going to do that deal. He knows better. And then going to Boston. I just don't think that's the place for Brandon. Now, when you think about his personality. But, you know, if he did go to Cleveland or whatnot, he could ball out there.
I think he fits in a lot of places, Bonte.
But don't you say this. Let me ask this, though, real quick. Doesn't he see the top corner with the 49ers?
Say it again.
Doesn't he see the top corner on the opposing defenses for the most part every single game? Like, L'Jarius Sneed was shadowing Brandon Ayuk. And he had L'Jarius Sneed in the dirt in the Super Bowl with the game on the line.
I think there's two different ways of looking at it. Like, does he see the top corner? Probably 9 times out of 10. But does he get that automatic safety bracket every single time? Like, when I watched T.O. as a Niner fan, I remember that safety would shade over shade over. When Randy Moss, old man Randy Moss, came to the Niners, it changed the whole field dynamics in terms of where players were standing for Crabtree. Crabtree had so much room to operate because they were bracketing Randy Moss, even though he was 40 years old, because they feared him. I don't think he gets bracket coverage like that consistently.
I'm not saying it doesn't happen. Consistently.
Like, and when Justin Jefferson's playing, you are shading over his direction whole game.
No doubt. But I would love to hear that from Baldy. I would love to hear that from a film breakdown because I know in the Green Bay game he got bracketed a lot in that playoff game.
With no Debo.
And it was a struggle for this offense. Brock Purdy also struggled. Let's not be real. Brock Purdy also struggled. I'm not trying to shade Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy's a very good quarterback. But I am intrigued to see what this offense looks like without Brandon Ayuk and how that affects Brock Purdy. I want to see it.
I'm with you. But also, a byproduct of this offense is you're going to get a lot of one-on-ones on the outside.
He's going to see a lot more guys in the box if you don't have number 11.
No question.
There's no doubt. Dave and Fresno, what's happening?
Guys, hey, I think the Niners, they're making it harder than it needs to be, you know. And I think when St. Brown got signed, I think that was a good stepping stone right there, a good gauge to go off of. And if they had a number in mind that they didn't want to cross, we should have took this before the draft. And, you know, now we're at this point where, okay, if you do trade them, you can't really dictate what you get back.
They had a window to get a deal done. They had a window to make a trade. They had another window to get a deal done. And it feels like, for whatever reason, no deal has been done with Brandon Ayuk and no deal with a trade. I personally believe both parties share culpability on why it got to where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean that Brandon Ayuk has been unprofessional. I actually think he's one of the most professional players in the Bay Area.
Trent Williams hasn't even come to camp.
I know.
He's just basically like, pay me or not. And you know what? You're going to have to pay him.
I watched Trent Williams take a lot of days off the last couple of years when we would go to camp. Right. I'm not kidding.
He's a veteran.
No, he's earned it. One guy who doesn't take time off when he was is Brandon Ayuk.
Brandon Ayuk,
in terms of practicing and setting the tone for the team, he's about as impeccable as can get.
And that's why I get a little ticked off when people start assassinating his character.
That I agree with.
That's nasty work.
It's not fair.
That's nasty work. Don't assassinate the young man's character. You don't want to pay him, that's fine. You don't think he's a top 5 wide receiver, top 10 wide receiver, that's fine. If you don't, that's fine. But you know what? To assassinate the young man's character, shame on some of these journalists out here. That's dirty work. That's nasty. That's not what I subscribe to at all. That's awful. Awful, awful, awful. All right, let's get to the injury report, New York Kenny. Here we go.
It's time for the injury report.
It really hurts.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
All right, positive news for the Oakland A's regarding Mason Miller, one of the best closers in baseball, has been recovering from a fracture in his left pinky. He was able to play catch without a cast this past weekend, and then yesterday he completed a 15-pitch live bullpen session for no issue. He can rejoin the active roster in the next day or two. Injury report brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. What's coming up in the game? Brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. 888-957-9570 is the number. I want to hear from Niner fans. The hell with some of these journalists who want to assassinate characters and smear people. I want to hear from Niner fans. How are you feeling about this situation with Brandon Ayuk, and what does this offense look like if he is to get traded? If he was to get traded, who's to blame? All that stuff's on the table here in the Morning Roast. Joe Shasky, the Butcher, Bonte Hill. That's coming up. Brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service bank with no compromises.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.